To all the mouthy goats out there, you're extraordinary. Trust us. We're writers. 1. In a foreboding tower, glowing with portent, or possibly pollen. Many moons ago, in a principality far, far away, a hirsute lady slept in a tower that was covered in thorns. In general, such an occurrence would not be considered worthy of note, for people slept in towers all the time, regardless of their current level of hair growth. But in this particular case, it was not just the lady who slept. Almost everyone in the castle was magically sleeping, including the Earl and Countess and even Oxnard the guard, sitting in the kitchen with his mouth open, eyes closed in bliss, forever eating a piece of cherry pie, thereby creating with each passing minute a new world record for extended pie eating. Dogs, horses, children, knights, the bathing woman with soap in her eyes, everyone stood or sat or lay as if frozen in mid-action, even when such actions were wildly inopportune. The sole exception to the rule was the owner of a lonesome, warbling voice that could be heard every so often singing songs about remembered conversations and how awfully quiet sleeping people tended to be, and how if someone didn't arrive with groceries soon, a certain someone would go to sleep and wake up dead because Oxnard the guard didn't have the keys to the tower door on him and they were nowhere to be found, plus the door itself had turned into solid stone, and all the other exits and castle walls were likewise impossible to manage. And food was getting rather scarce, especially cheese. There was little else of note besides the roses peeping out from the thick blanket of vines. The plush fuchsia blossoms were as beautiful as the thorns were sharp, and there was an abundance of them both, together with a cloying scent of otter and some dizzy, happy bees that seemed to possess a particularly charmed ability to not succumb to sleep and thereby patter to the ground like furry grapes. There was also an abundance of portent swaddled about the place. Oodles of it. A surfeit, even. Something would go down there soon. But for now, the lady slept. And drooled a little, probably. 2. In a squalid barnyard in Borix's. Redolent of feces and angst. The very worst part about drudgery, Worstly thought, was all the blasted drudging one had to do. Nothing joyful or fun or frolicsome around the corner for a lowly farm boy like him to look forward to. Just more drudgery of a mind-sapping, soul-sucking nature, and on a good day, no cause for involuntary upchuckery. At least he'd become somewhat accustomed to cleaning up the barnyard after his older brother, Bestly, had been stabbed in the heart by Lord Urgot for being too handsome. Some said barnyard duties were a step up from scrubbing the chimney, but Worstly wasn't so sure. It had been almost 9 months since he'd last vomited at the smell of assorted animal dung, but it was a constant struggle. It was still his least favorite chore. And he had to do it every other day. Walk out there with a shovel and a sack among the goats and the pigs and the chickens and those dratted geese that goosed him whenever they could, and scoop up whatever foul turds they had excreted since the last time he'd cleaned up. And after that, the stables awaited the same routine. Only then could he have a sad waffle with no syrup on it for breakfast. He didn't think his mother made them properly. Rumor in the village had it that waffles weren't supposed to be gray. Like most cheerless days in Borix's, the sky was the color of his mother's waffles. Worstly sighed at the clouds, exasperated. "Would it kill you to let the sun shine through every once in a while?" he said. The demon geese honked at the sound of his voice and waddled his way, hissing, wings extended in a threat display. Worstly raised his shovel in front of him protectively. "Go on now! Shoo!" he said. As he fenced with their snapping beaks for a few seconds, he couldn't help muttering, "There's gotta be a better way to live than this." Had he been in a musical, he thought, right then would have